Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, the Yankees coming off a thrilling 7-6 win over the Houston Astros in the first game of this four-game set at Yankee Stadium. Not going to dive in that too deep, but a great, exciting game for the Yankees. Had multiple three-run home runs, of course, a dramatic one by Hicks, and of course, man of the hour, Aaron Judge, with the walk-off hit to give the Yankees the 7-6 win in the bottom of the ninth. Again, we'll digest that in an upcoming episode, but just want to, speak about Judge, actually. Didn't make too much headway, but obviously he's not going to participate in the 2022 Home Run Derby. He saw a few grumblings over it, not that much. I think a lot of people understand, of course, he won it in 2017. And, of course, it was well documented that that kind of burnt him out a little bit. His numbers did dip a little bit second half of the season. Needed a small procedure on his shoulder afterwards. So, again, just seemed participating in that Derby in 17 to take a little out of him. Obviously, I think since then he's kind of said, I think his quote was, "I'm good with that." So, again, not going to participate. I have a very good, very, very good feeling he's going to be part of the All-Star festivities. He's going to be, probably starting right fielder. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just incredible numbers, batting over 300, 27 home runs, 53 RBIs, on pace to hit 66 home runs, which I don't think he's going to do. But nevertheless, Aaron Judge will be an All-Star in 2022, but not going to participate in the Home Run Derby, nor do I care. I just think it's, to go out there, even though you're having this great season, it doesn't prove anything. He's won in the past and, winning it didn't do anything for the Yankees in 2017. It also didn't do anything the time Cano won it way back when. So, again, if he doesn't want to do it, fine. I'm okay with it. And this is better off. Don't mess with it. His body's in good shape right now. He's having a great season. Why go out there and strain it? Yeah, it's for the fans in a way, but it means nothing. It's a meaningless thing to be the Home Run Derby champion. So I'm okay with that if that's the case. And even if later in the year, let's say he's going to have a slowdown at some point, you would think. But this whole idea that, going after the home run record, I don't think he has any shot of going after the Barry Bonds 73. So I think that's out of the question. Now, some people might say, hey, if you go for, Maris's 61, because some people consider that the real home run record, because they consider, obviously, the McGuire 70 and 98, as well as the Sosa 66 and 98 as fraudulent because of all the PED use. And, of course, people don't consider Barry Bonds as 73 as legitimate just because of the PED use. They figure, well, if Aaron Judge legitimately goes after Maris's 61, and he beats that, he'll be kind of, quote-unquote, the real home run champion. That's not going to be the case. Because, again, there's going to be no asterisk. Let's just say, Judge ends up at like 65 home runs at the end of the year. You're not going to see an asterisk after his name. Say, well, he's kind of the real champion because these other guys might have been tainted, blah, 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 blah. No one's going to care. So, I just don't want to see a situation where, again, he would burn himself out for the Home Run Derby, which he's not. But let's say get towards the end of the year with the Yankees. At that point, if things continue the way they are, you're looking at an AL East, obviously probably be the AL East champions, and then you're looking for your playoff positioning where you are in the American League. And at that point, you make a determination, right, should we rest guys? What do we need to do? The idea is of running Judge out there late September, as many games as possible, so somehow you could chase the Maris 61. I would think that would just be, almost the same thing. Would be ridiculous. I would just be better off get to a point where, all right, maybe you can rest him up a little bit, get him ready for the playoffs, because that's most important, the championship, not the home run derby, nor the single-season home run record. Now, let's just say he goes on some amazing tear this entire summer and is a shot where he could go after Barry Bonds at 73. That's the only situation where I say, yeah, you know what, that's where it maybe makes sense to run him out there a little bit more, just if he could go after the 73, which I don't think he's going to be able to. But if he has a chance to go after the Maris to 61, yeah, it's a cool thing. I understand. I get that. It would make him like kind of the quote-unquote real home run champion. But in the books, it will still be Barry Bonds. So to burn him out in September, just go after Maris to 61, doesn't make sense. I wouldn't see that either. And I don't think Boone will do that. Again, Boone seems to be pretty level-headed of the whole Garrett Cole no-hitter thing. I think as soon as Cole was done, Cole kind of almost took himself out of the game too. But I think Boone knows when to take these guys out and not burn them out too much. So that's kind of my wrap on Judge there. So again, not participating in the 2022 Home Run Derby, even though he's having a great season, 27 home runs so far, but still, he doesn't think it's worth it, nor do I think it's worth it. And again, if he wants to sit that out, I'm all cool with it. In fact, if he just wants one at bat in the All-Star game and just get one swing and that's it and sit down, that's cool too, because we don't need him hurt. Again, he's having an MVP season. Let's keep it that way. So there's a quickie here, Section 420 Talking Yankees. So once the Houston series wraps up, we'll get into all that good stuff. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and Section 420 Talking Yankees. Over and out.